We're back. Refreshed, recharged, and share only quality mode. I really miss this. We are in an evolving discovery into success, strategy, and human potential. We are 20 years into a 100-year study. With the much-anticipated release of the And Paradigm book, I knew that podcasting, this space, these conversations would be how I'm going to continue to keep in touch. Now, I'm looking ahead. I see more collaborations and share insights and a community that's hungry for the real conversations that move the needle. Now, yes, I am reading this script because I want to get this literature out properly. Now, the honest truth about the podcast is I think it's time that I level with you that before I stopped and took a break, I was done. After 2.5 years of running the show, the initial curiosity of podcasting had worn off. As a typical entrepreneur, I figured there'd be a bigger financial return from all of this, but there wasn't, or what I thought there wasn't. So I did what I always do. I audited the podcast, pulled the numbers, and I realized that the show had cost me, or what I felt like cost me, $44,000 to get where we were. And in terms of profit, zero. And I had a gut check moment, one of those moments where you sit back and ask yourself, is this worth it? I talk about this in my book now. But when I saw what I was missing, and now here I am today, I wasn't that content that I wasn't making money. It was the content wasn't good enough. And so I'm resetting the mission. We're making this podcast for a very specific person. If you're here listening right now, I know something about you. You're at the crossroads. Your business is maybe growing. The numbers tell you that. But your personality, or personally, your feeling is different. Your home life is maybe not balanced. Your spouse is pushing you to take a break. But how could you? If you step off the gas, the castle crumbles. You're stuck. Your finances are maybe a later priority. You'll eventually get to the life insurance guy's email, that investment person's meeting request, that rec property idea. Maybe it's a commercial space, but right now you're too busy triaging everything else. I get it. I live this. It almost cost me my marriage. Throw in 5 years of unknowing fertility struggles, then on top of that, a 10-hour brain tumor extraction, and yeah, I understand what you're feeling. You're constantly putting out fires, triaging commitments, running on fumes, and yet you're still expected to make high-level financial decisions, think about real estate investments, handle debt before the interest spikes, drive the kids to their activities, maintain some level of fitness, and be present at home. How is any of this possible? This podcast is about leveling up financially and mentally without sacrificing your business or family. Through every episode, we're delivering short, high-impact mindset, shifting ideas, lessons. We're changing how you perceive situations. That shift in perception will change the story you tell yourself, and that will change your reality. This isn't just about making money. This is about building a successful life, one where you don't have to choose between business, success, and personal fulfillment. You get both. If you've ever felt like you're carrying everything alone, like no one gets how much is riding on your shoulders, you're in the right place. Hit subscribe, follow, stick with me, leave a review, and let's shift your paradigm. Welcome back to TPOW, or the picture of wealth, as we call it. Oh, bonus section. Now, I want to talk about the refocus session. TPOW Labs, the picture of wealth, TPOW, we call it a number of different things, but it's all the same. Hey, it's Dustin here. Welcome back. We're going to cut through the noise and get straight to what actually moves the needle in your life and business. Today's episode is different. This is a refocus session, a chance to zoom out, reset, and realign with strategies and mindset shifts that build real wealth, freedom, and success. If you're an entrepreneur or just someone looking to level up, this is for you. Let's get right into it. Now, running a business isn't just about the work. It's about the mental weight of juggling schedules, managing clients, and handling the unexpected chaos. So here's the shift. Your financial planning isn't just about the numbers. It's about regaining control of your life. Small improvements in your finances shift your mindset, and that in turn transforms your business. If you're constantly grinding but never releasing control, you're stuck in a hamster wheel. Your team can handle more than you think if you bring them in. Sharing financial insights with staff and incentivizing job profitability creates buy-in. You don't need to carry all the stress alone. Here's an experiment. Pre-plan your week, not just work, but your personal life too. Where is your time going? Are you spending it on the things that truly move your needle, professionally and personally? Are you being intentional with your money, energy, and focus? You can grind away at work forever, but if you're not planning your life with the same intensity, what's the point? People look at successful entrepreneurs and think they must know something that I don't. The truth? They follow simple, repeatable processes. Things that we've all heard, the 80-20 rule. Identify those actions, those 20% of the actions that go to 80% of the results. What are they? You know. Mindset and self-evaluation. Wealth is a game of self-awareness. Where are you weak? What's stopping you? Surround yourself with the right people. Think who, not how. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Take care of your health. Wealth is useless if you don't have the energy to enjoy it. Here's the challenge. Read a book a month. Your wealth isn't just in your bank account. It's in your knowledge, career, relationships, and personal growth. Here's three financial upgrades you can do in 2 minutes. Read the last 3 months of your spending. Now, you can review that simply by going into your banking, clicking review transactions and scroll them. You can get a little more nerdy and download them into an Excel, sort the description to an alphabetical order and see where the biggest grouping is of spending. Create a one-page financial snapshot. List your assets, debts, investments, and savings. All of this is covered in the And Paradigm book, but keep this all in one place. Confident financial decisions are easier to see when you know where you are. Stop using your personal credit card for business expenses. Switch everything to your business credit card and watch your bookkeeping become 10 times easier. If you keep your bookkeeper happy, you'll save time and cut down on unnecessary back and forth with your bookkeeper. These are all small strategic wins that compounds over time.